AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A raid on a Paris suburb ended up with at least two people killed, eight others captured, as French officials try to track down people responsible for planning the Paris terrorist attacks. Meantime, a photo has been released which shows a bomb in a soft drink can that Islamic State militants claim is the same kind of explosive that brought down a Russian passenger jet last month. The militants also claim to have killed hostages from Norway and China. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not be intimidated by a video showing scenes of that city.
Both the mayor and the police commissioner stood in Times Square late at night to reassure New Yorkers that they would be safe. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Extraordinary efforts are being made every single day to keep them safe.
And Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says that video is nothing new.
It looks like it has been hastily produced. It is a mishmash of previously released video.
They both say the city will not be intimidated, nor will it live in fear. Julie Walker, New York.
In Manila, President Obama is saying that Russia and Iran must decide whether they want to prop up Syrian President Bashar Assad or find a Syrian government that can be legitimate. During a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Obama also drew a connection between resistance to letting Syrian refugees into the U.S. and resistance to closing down the prison at Guantanamo Bay. Attorneys general in three states that may be asked to take those prisoners have written to the White House objecting to the idea.
Not only violate federal regulations, but would also endanger citizens in those areas. These arguments pretty much mirror the letter by 40 sheriffs from Colorado last week that bringing detainees would put residents of Colorado in danger by having these people with alleged terrorist affiliations close by.
That's the AP's Meg Kennard. And this is AP Radio News. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogel is due in federal court Thursday, where he'll learn how much time he'll spend behind bars on child pornography and sex crime charges. Fogel agreed to a plea deal in August following a search of his home in Indianapolis. The soup is being canceled.
The 34th Republican debate pulled into Colorado, a state whose legally stoned residents still don't have the munchies as bad as Chris Christie.
That's Joe McHale, host of The Soup. He is pulling the plug on a show that mocks other TV programs. McHale has been host for 12 years. The show started as Talk Soup in 1991 as a parody of TV talk shows. McHale's final show will air December 18th.
This is the dumbest show we've ever done.
He hasn't said why The Soup is being pulled from its viewing menu. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Thursday, the NFL will ask an appeals court to uphold a potential $1 billion settlement of thousands of concussion lawsuits. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.